Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Back to Breakfast Business with me, Tom McEnany, standing in for Joe Lynham. Now, AI is changing the face of so many industries, and including the manufacturing industry. One person who's written extensively on that recently is the Director for Manufacturing at PwC Ireland, Gary Hanafy. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So you've written an extensive report on this. One of the things, I read through the report last night, and one of the things that jumped out at me is that your report shows that only 3% of Irish manufacturers have integrated AI into their operations. And that compares to 8%, nearly three times as many across Europe, the Middle East and Africa. Why are we, in this particular metric, why are we so far behind?
Yeah, you're right. So, I mean, there's as little as 3% that have implemented in Ireland comprehensively across their operations. So there is some level of AI being implemented. Companies are largely kind of in the experimental stage. So Irish operations are taking more time to pilot before they change their operations. Traditionally, the type of manufacturing that Ireland have attracted has been high value, high complexity, highly regulated industry. So time is needed to understand the value and the impact before implementing.
But Gary, that's true of other companies in Europe, the Middle East, Africa. They tend to, you know, presumably they're facing many of the same challenges in implementing AI. So why have they got three times the rate of implementation?
And another factor in that piece was really around kind of the sectors at play. So the automotive sector. So we went across, right up across EMEA, looking at multiple different sectors. So automotive, industrial products, semiconductors. Whereas what we saw in Ireland was a far higher degree of pharmaceutical, medtech. and the nature of those industries are probably, it's fair to say that they're more regulated, and it just takes that little bit longer time for them to pilot and to experiment and truly understand what the impact on those complex operations are.
Okay, so moving from what the barriers are to what we can be doing, given the strong profitability expectations from AI, albeit with relatively low realised returns so far, what should Irish business leaders prioritise to go from private pilot projects, which is where many of them are, to scaled, financially effective AI deployment?
But the focus really is looking at taking a close look at the projects that are implemented, and approach from a pilot perspective and align with the business strategy, making sure that you've got really strong governance. So typically what you see, and I know from dealing with my own clients out and about, sometimes the projects can be in a siloed capacity. So the governance can be in pockets of the business and you can get islands of success. And that kind of, as the operations mature in terms of the way they're adopting AI, you get a centralized governance model. So getting governance right is really important. Another challenge, and the big challenge is around getting data right. So looking at the data integrity and making sure data quality is right, and increasingly about security. So as manufacturers over the past period of time have embraced cloud computing, it has introduced opportunity in engaging with AI, but also risk. And so increasingly we see companies with developing cybersecurity protocols to manage that particular risk.
The rate of change and of development within AI must be very challenging to manufacturing companies. I was just thinking about this. If I were a big manufacturer in Ireland, and you must know it from dealing with your clients, and I was looking at making a huge investment in AI, not only in AI, but changing everything about the way I do things, because that's the nature of AI investment, I'd be worried that a year down the line, after I've changed everything, the world has changed again and I have to redo it.
It's true. I mean, the manufacturers kind of globally and very much kind of global organization in Ireland looking at this as well. One minute you're looking at AI, the next minute it's Gen AI, and now we're beginning to hear about agentic AI as those implementations happen across their business. So, I mean, getting the fundamentals right, I think manufacturers are doing the right thing now. As I mentioned, data, getting the basics right, I mean, getting the data standards correct, and really looking at about... really what we're seeing in terms of the technology is building. So agentic AI is building on Gen AI, And you'll start to see those implementations happen over time.
But if I invest, let's say, 10 million in the morning, I could wake up in a month's time or 2 months' time and find that my competitors have access to products coming out of China that cost only 50,000 euros. It's nail-biting stuff.
Yeah, and it's a case of keeping, I mean, really what companies are doing, and again, this is managed at a central level globally, is keeping a sharp eye on implementations, on developments in the technology over time, and still progressing with you know, the fairly, the basic projects to get them out of the traps, while keeping a sharp eye on the market and seeing what technology and evolution is happening.
Presumably you're dealing mostly with the larger companies, in fairness to people who can afford your fees. It's nice to be paid at the end of a job. But this is a challenge for smaller companies as well, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it, like out and about, and we deal with small and large, you know. So across the Irish market, you can see that the smaller companies are adopting AI too, you know. And what you see typically, it's much sharper, tighter programs, and they're very focused on the business value and maybe the shorter term. To get value, realise value immediately. And there's some really good work happening across the Irish sector in that.
Now, last night I fed your report into my own AI, fed it into the ChatGPT, and I told it about you and I told it about the programme, and I said, what should I be asking this man tomorrow morning? This is what it said, suggested. This is straight from AI. You mentioned AI's potential to fundamentally reinvent business models. Can you give an example of what that might look like in manufacturing beyond just efficiency gains? I thought that's not a bad question. And actually, I wouldn't mind knowing the answer.
Sorry.
What does it look like in real terms in manufacturing when you're dealing with your client? I'm better at making it sound reasonable than AI is. But what does it look like when you're dealing with your clients? How have things changed?
So really, what AI is helping kind of on a fundamental level to reimagine some of the manufacturing components. So if you look at, say, the biologics and chemistry processes that happen within, say, the pharmaceutical sector, AI is allowing to understand those processes far more deeply and understand all of the different variables at play. And in doing so, allows the manufacturers at some of the global leading facilities that happen in Ireland drive more throughput and reduce waste.
Okay. Gary Hanafy, Director of Manufacturing at PwC Ireland, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Tom.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.